Let's go back to the phone lines, talk to Lana, listening in New Jersey. Hi, Lana.
Oh, hi. Thanks, Hank, for taking my call. It's an answer to prayer. I have a friend that was a Baptist, and she's in her 60s, and now she says she's a prophet. She listened to somebody named Larry Wilson, and he has a website that says, warning, revelation is about to be fulfilled. He's saying he believes in soul sleep. He says we're in the final generation, and so she says we're not to pray for 2 Chronicles 7:14 because that was meant for the Jews, and that it's a sin for us to pray for America because our cup is full, and it goes on, and she has about 3,000 people on Facebook that are listening and agreeing with her, and I have been to tears when I'm seeing what she's writing, and me and just a few other people are trying to wake her up, and I just want to know if you could tell me something about Larry Wilson to help me with this fight.
Yeah, dangerous guy to be listening to. Newspaper eschatology, date predictions. Makes the statement that biblical prophets can make mistakes, which, of course, alleviates him from the standard set in Deuteronomy chapter 18. As far as soul sleep is concerned, this idea of soul sleep is that after the death of the body, the human soul can no longer function without the body. And that's simply unbiblical. Jesus Christ in Luke 16 describes the horror of the afterlife for those who reject Jesus Christ. And so many perversions of truth that it's hard to get a radar fix on it in this Larry Wilson and his Seventh-day Adventist aberrations.
Well, she was raised as a Baptist, and I mean, and she just left it all. Now she doesn't even go to church because he says he doesn't go to a physical church, and now she has people come to her home and just on Sundays they just Saturdays, because Sundays are I'm an apostate because I go to church on Sunday, but anyway on Saturday nights they sit there and watch these warning revelation is about to be fulfilled videos. I mean, she has groups coming. I mean, it's scary, Hank. I have your Essential Christian Doctrine. I have your Bible Answer books. I have Christianity in Crisis, and I have your books. And God knows, I'm in prayer. I'm telling you, I pray constantly. And I mean, I'm actually been in tears over this. I'm so upset.
Well, you should be. You should be, because you care. And this is what the Apostle Paul warned about. He said, even from among your own numbers, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after themselves. So be on your guard. Remember, for 3 years I never stopped warning each one of you night and day with tears. The very notion that we shouldn't be involved in church is misguided. The church is the God-ordained vehicle through which we worship God through prayer, praise, and the proclamation of the Word. The God-ordained vehicle through which we experience oneness with other believers is delineated by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12, and the place in which we can be equipped to go out and impact the world while there is yet time. So the church has not somehow or other been negated in the plan of God. No, the church is ever more important within the plan of God. And you see, particularly in the East, and I was talking about that in the prologue just as I opened the segment here, in the East you see the church growing because believers are legitimately involved in the priesthood of all believers, and they're caring for one another. They're demonstrating the oneness that comes when you genuinely embrace Jesus Christ, and the world looks on and the love of Christ constrains them to come to Christ. So the church is just growing in South America and in Africa and in Asia. Here, unfortunately, it is true that we have become cold, but that does not mean that we dispense with the church. It means that we evermore need the church in an authentic New Testament construct.
Well, she's saying that we're living in the final generation and that we shouldn't pray for...
How does she know that? Nobody knows that. There's no indication whatsoever what the final generation will be. And the truth of the matter is, everyone who has set a date has been wrong 100% of the time.
Yeah, I just got a copy off the internet of Should We Keep the Sabbath by James Borland that explains about that one woman that died saying that she was going to live in the time of the Great Tribulation.
Yeah, Ellen G. White.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think it's important for you not to cast pearls before swine. And I don't mean that in a depreciative way. What I mean by that is simply to say, if someone is not willing to listen to what you have to say, they just keep coming back with the same thing over and over again, then you pray for that person. You don't need to feel as though it is your job to harvest green fruit. Go where the fruit has been prepared. Harvest that which God prepares. And it sounds like that's precisely what you're doing as well. And so I commend you for caring on the one hand and making a difference on the other.
Yeah, well, when I speak to her, I'm also speaking for 3,000. She has like 3,000 friends. So I feel like God's saying to me, I want you to do it so they can see your posts. Up against what she's saying, not just for her, but for the 3,000 other people that are on there watching her post.
Well,
do you understand?
You have my genuine respect for what you're doing, and may God richly bless what you are doing and multiply it for His glory and for the extension of your kingdom. Thanks for your call, Lana.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.